Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Informative and entertaining car advice that you need. And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Hey, it's great to be with you. Looking forward to talking to you. And, of course, you can give us a call at the familiar phone number. We have a toll-free long-distance line, toll-free from anywhere in the country. So whether you're listening in Frederick or Hagerstown or maybe D.C. or West Virginia, wherever you're listening from, you can give me a call at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's a toll-free number, 866-968-2552. Let's go to the phones and see who we have. This is Dave Serio. This is Sheila, correct?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
I'm doing well. You too?
Good. What can I do for you today?
Okay. My question is, I have a 2005 Toyota Camry.
Okay.
And the front headlight, one front headlight in front of the driver's side has gone out. But now it seems like on the other side, the other lights, one by one, are beginning to go out.
Okay.
Was that an indication of anything? I know you need a new bulb, but anything else?
Well, what we have to look for is to find out if there's any moisture inside the headlight assembly. Both of your headlights, driver's side and passenger side, are called assemblies. And there's a small bulb that plugs in the back of it that you can replace. If moisture has gotten through the sealed headlight, okay, that can cause a problem with the bulb. So if there's no moisture in there, everything looks good. Just replace the bulb, but just maybe timing because of the car being, you know, 14 years old now.
Yes.
So it all could be just that. But that's what you just have to make sure there's no moisture inside the headlight. If there's no moisture, you're good to go.
All right. And I thank you.
You're welcome, Sheila. Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Nice call from Sheila. We appreciate that. Let's see who we have on the line. I'm Dave Serio. Who is this?
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, it's Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Michael, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Doing well.
Good.
Where you be hanging now? Where you be hanging?
Where it's sunny and 75.
What's that? You're what?
Where it's sunny and 75.
Ah, it must be back in the shop.
Exactly.
Yep, not too sunny and 75 in Maryland right now, that's for sure.
No, it's a little chilly this morning.
And folks, when he says sunny in his shop, he means it. He has LED lighting that he can see the fuzz on a gnat at 50 paces, I'll tell you.
Exactly. That's the only way. If you can't see it, you can't detail it.
I'm surprised University of Maryland Hospital doesn't come over every once in a while and want to operate in that bad boy, okay, with the lighting that you have. Unbelievable.
Well, you know, as we get older and need glasses, we need more light.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, but, you know, you're taking a look at paint conditions.
Yep.
And of course you can't really count on the sun in Maryland always being out whenever you have a customer, so you have it duplicated in there. And
yeah,
it's amazing what you can see in the paint with that lighting.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing, especially when we get customers and we'll look at the car outside in the sun and they'll say, oh, see, it doesn't look too bad. And then we pull it in the shop and it's like, oh, I didn't know that was there.
Exactly.
So yeah, it works out really well.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, so let's talk about some things that have to do with, of course, automobile detailing. What do you have for us
today? Sure. Well, we talked about the five steps of taking care of your car, washing, cleaning, polishing, protecting, and maintaining. So we talked about washing and the different methods that have come about in the recent years last week. So we'll talk about the cleaning step. The cleaning step is to remove anything that's bonded to your paint after you've washed your car. You know, things like tree sap, road tar, the little metal particles from your brake pads that embed themselves into the paint just won't wash off. So you need to, what we call, decontaminate the paint so that when you go to polish the paint, you have a clean surface to work on. You're not grinding that dirt back into the paint and working backwards. So there's a couple of different ways to do that. One is we do it chemically, which means we will spray a product on your car that will remove the tar, you know, regular tar remover, or we'll take alcohol and remove the sap, or the recent developments are iron and fallout removers, which you spray on your car after you wash it, and while the car is still wet, and it will actually just dissolve the iron particles that have embedded themselves in the paint, just like they do on your wheels from the brake dust.
Gotcha.
So we want to do all that before we go to polish the paint, like again, so we have a nice clean surface to polish. We also can do it mechanically with a clay bar. They have clay mitts now. They have clay towel. And what that does, it will actually just shear off that contamination. And you want to use it with a lubricant that will come with the clay bar or the clay mitt. Or you can do it with the soapy water that you've washed your car with. And you can leave the car wet and soap it up. And you gently rub the product across your paint, and it will, and you'll actually hear it sound like sandpaper to start with, and then that sound will go away, and you can feel it with your hand, and it'll be, feel nice and smooth. Now, we had a customer, one of your listeners, call and wanted to know about using a clay bar on his car. And I said, well, why do you think you need to use a clay bar? Well, because I never have. Well, That's not a good enough reason.
Well, do me a favor. I'm gonna hold you before that because I know it's a little bit more of a discussion. I want to go over that with you. But give me just a few moments, if you don't mind. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about it.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mike Lambert. I'm Dave Sirio on WFMD.
Pass.
Yeah, all right. And go. All right, Mike, when you're in school and you wrote an exam, you either failed or you cheated. Okay, the space between two mountains, that's called cleavage. Okay, when the guy in front of you is driving too slow, what do?
Oh, shoot his tires.
Okay, Mike, when you want to go to jail for the weekend, you got to get a
hostage.
Okay, let's go another way with this. Let's say you see a woman in a bar who interests you, okay? You go over to her and you make a
fool of myself.
Almost out of time here, Ed.
Yeah, all right, Mike. Just tell everybody where you were last night between the hours of 1 and 3:30 a.m.
I'll pass.
There you go.
Mr. Red Green Show, the Red Green Show, and the Possum Lodge word game. Always the same scenario, always the same ending, but different ways to get there. I'm Dave Sirio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. 10 to 11, Free Talk 930, WFMD. Let's get Mr. Lambert back up here on the air. Mike was talking about, of course, a number of things having to do with clay bars and how they can be used and why they should be used. You were talking about the listener call-in. Let's talk about what he was asking and why you recommended a certain thing.
Okay, well, he called to ask about he wanted to use a clay bar on his car and how to do that. So my first question is, why do you think you need to use a clay bar? I said, is your paint smooth? And he said, yeah. I said, then you don't need to use a clay bar. Clay bars, it used to be thought that you could use a clay bar on your car any time and every time you wanted to go to wax, or you wanted, after you washed it, you wanted to make it feel smoother. Well, a clay bar is an abrasive. So the latest thinking is that you don't want to use any abrasives on your car unless you have to. So I told him what I do is I put a plastic sandwich bag over your hand, and what that does is enhances the feeling of your fingertips. And you just gently wipe that over the surface of your car. And mostly you'll find this on the horizontal surfaces, the top of the car, that you will have the contaminants because they come from the sky. And if you don't feel any bumps or you don't feel any roughness, then there's no need to use a clay bar. If you feel roughness, then that's when you want to go ahead and use a clay bar. Now, when you use a clay bar, you want to use plenty of the lubricant that either comes with it in the kit or your spray detailer that you always use. And you want to gently rub the car with the clay bar. I go in straight lines because it's a more productive movement instead of circles. And you want to just gently do that a couple times. It's not how hard you press. It's how many times you rub back and forth. You're not trying to sand the car. You're just trying to rub gently on the car. And you'll hear the sound of it. If you have contaminants, you'll hear a sound like a sandpaper sound. And that'll go away, and then you know you're done. Okay?
Yep, that scares me when you hear sandpaper sound. That's kind of tough to get used to.
It's not a bad sign. It just means that you have some contaminants on the surface of your car, and you want to remove those.
Now,
it's a real easy process, and once you've done it once, you'll go, man, what a difference.
The plastic bag trick is one of the better tricks that you've talked about. I think that is really neat.
I didn't come up with that. Lots of smarter people than me have come up with that years ago, and it just... you can rub your bare hand over the car, and you may be able to feel it, but this just makes it so it magnifies the feeling of your fingertips, and you'll hear it and feel it a lot better.
Now, how many cars, when they come into you to the shop to have work done for the coatings, how many of them do you clay bar?
I would say probably 90%.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Mainly because even new cars, they've been sitting out in the air. Cars that have been sitting outside for quite a bit of time, you're going to have something on the car. It's very rarely that I get a car in here that I really don't have to clay, at least the top of the car.
Very good. And that, of course, okay, is something that people should know when you get into a situation. We had a gentleman, you may have been at Iron Rooster at the time and not listening. We had a gentleman call in the beginning of the last station show, and he was talking about the possibility of buying some of the extras that the dealer loves to sell you when you get into the finance room, one of them being the coating. And I said, well, I said, there's a difference. I said, when you drop your car off to someone like Mike Lambert, or at least I know when you drop it off to Mike Lambert, it's going to be with him for a couple days. He's probably going to put a minimum of 16 hours into your car, 2 8-hour days.
Yep. Yeah.
When they sell you a coating at a dealership and they have the car ready for you in an hour and a half, that should set a red flag.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. If they take an hour and a half to do it.
Wow.
I can guarantee you, because I'm in the business and I get all the magazines, that I can tell you that if they pay $50 for a bottle of coating, that's a lot.
Right.
So compare that to maybe an hour labor, mm-hmm, for the guy that they're paying the least amount of money to put that $50 worth of product on your car.
Right.
So we'll say it's $100. It costs them $100.
Not even that. Yep.
Right. They cannot prepare the surface properly in that amount of time. I don't care how good they are and how many people they got working on your car. They can't. It's
right,
just physically impossible. And the coating itself is if they pay for it, it's very cheap. And you have to read the fine print on the warranty that they're going to give you that says maybe if you take it through a car wash, there's no more warranty. Or if you don't come back every 6 months and pay to have us reapply the top coat, there's no more warranty. So you want to be wary of that kind of thing. And most of the time, they're not even paying for those products because they're using the company's chemicals in their shop.
Yeah.
And it's what we call in the business a kickback.
Right.
So, and you know all about that.
It's just a possibility that we're not saying that all dealers. So I want to make sure people realize that not every dealer, there are some dealers paying for their products and things like that. But there are companies out there that will supply certain types of products when you buy other types of products.
Right. And it's all, you have to remember that dealership's all about making money because that's why they're in business.
Sure. And so are you. And so are you. But you're doing it a different way.
In business, you have to make money or else you're not going to be in business.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
It's just you have to remember that they're spending the least amount of money to make the most amount of money.
Right.
Okay.
And one other thing to remember is that you and people like you, this is all you do. You're not doing body work. Okay. You're not selling anything other than a couple products like Rio's Garage. This is your livelihood, and you have to be good at it. And, no offense to some dealers, but they've got so many arms of their business in different directions. You know, it's tough to be good at everything.
Exactly. And they most of the time, they don't have the people that are trained to that level to do a perfect paint correction before they put your paint protection film on, or before they put the coating on your car, or before they do the window tint, things like that, that they add on to the price of the car because it's easy, because you can finance that $2,000 for your paint protection, you can finance for $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a big hit,
right?
Right away. And that's how they do it. And now there are some dealerships, I don't know of any in our area in particular, but there are some dealerships that do products like Modesta, or they do a real high-end coating.
Right.
But you're going to need to leave the car with them for 2 to 3 days.
Right, just like
so
they,
that's where,
do with
that's
you.
Where you can see the difference.
Right. Very good. And, of course, keeping in mind, you do the Modesta coatings in Maryland. You're the only only person doing that in Maryland.
Yeah.
But you also have different degrees of the coatings with Modesta, so you can offer different price points and different, you know, values to the customer.
Exactly. It all depends. We try to fit what the customer needs and what they want. So we offer two different Modesta products, or actually three. We offer one coating specifically for wheels that will last you 3 to 4 years. That really helps with keeping down on the maintenance you're required to clean your wheels. And then we offer two different paint coatings depending on how long you want it to last, is basically between 3 to 5 years or 7 to 10 years, and how you want your car to look. And then we offer a coating for the windshield or all the glass on your car from a company called Glass Parency, which we've been really just blown away with the quality of that product. You probably won't even need your wiper blades after 25, 30 miles an hour, even in a heavy downpour.
That's neat.
So we try to offer just the top-of-the-line products and keep it to what we know works.
Right. You know, it's just neat to drive down the road, and some guy has got his wipers going full speed, and he's got his hand over his visor, like, and he's trying to see exactly where he's going, and you're driving right next to him. You don't have your wipers on.
Exactly. Yeah, we've just been – I mean, I have tried numerous coatings for windows, and we really never even did anything with that because we didn't find anything that I really liked. And the Glass Parency has just blown them all out of the water, and a really good company to deal with. Right out of New York, and we've just been blown away with it.
Very good. Well, your contact information is 410-833-1632. Give Mike a call, and if you've got a question about anything to do with the detailing business, he'll be more than happy to answer it for you, and you may even be talking about it the next week on the radio. The website is theshineshopautodetailing.com, and you can also follow them, and I would recommend that, follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, it works out. My wife takes really good care of the website and the Instagram and Facebook and all that interweb stuff.
That you know nothing about.
We put pictures of the cars. We put pictures of the cars that we do before and afters up there. I should say she does. She does.
What do you do?
I wax the cars.
There you go. Mike Lambert, Lena Lambert from the Shine Shop. Thanks for being with us, buddy.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
We're back on WFMD in just a few moments.
I'm not allowed to tell you. False. False. True. Are you allowed to pass a car coming up the hill? I told you, I'm not supposed to tell you. True. False. What's the maximum legal speed limit? 125 miles an hour. There we are. I got that now. All set.
Wait a minute, what are you doing?
I heard you getting your answers from that man. He was so ashamed he even walked away.
I wasn't cheating, it was him.
Him? Professor Myers, the nuclear physicist at the university, the man who's in charge of the atomic reactor.
All right, I did it. What do I do now?
You go back and get another test paper.
Okay. Give me another test paper, please.
That will be $3.
I already paid it.
The government already spent it.
Well, I'm not going to pay it twice.
All right, here's another paper.
Places, if anything.
Jack, for heaven's sakes, what's taking you so long?
I'm sorry, I had to get another test paper and do it all over.
Why?
On account of cheating.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I wasn't cheating, it was him.
Him? Professor Myers, the nuclear scientist?
Professor Myers, I'll be ready with him within a minute. I just wait. Say, Professor Myers.
Well, how did I do?
100%. You missed them all.
I'll try again next week. We flunked.
Have anything to
do with your exam. And I'm surprised that a man like you, a nuclear physicist, couldn't answer any of these questions. You must be a terrible driver.
In a car, yes. But if you want to go to the moon, here's my car.
The one and only Jack Benny, and of course, the Jack Benny Show. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Hey, great to be with you. Live broadcast the 26th of January. We got the toll-free number to call to be a part of the show. 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. That's a toll-free number to give us a call. If you've got a question about auto repair, buying and selling information, anything to do with the automobile business, feel free to give me a call. More than happy to take care of it for you. Well, we got some pickups being recalled from the 2019 model year. Dodge 1500 Rams are being recalled, 182,000 of them. It turns out that a fastener that grounds the battery was not secured properly in manufacturing. The connection can become loose after a period of time, which disables the power steering. Drivers can still steer, but it takes a lot more effort on them big 1500 tires. So FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, says it has no reports of crashes or injuries, and notices will be going out. Some of them will still be at the dealers, brand new, that have not been sold. But for those of those that are in the customer hands already, notices going out that the Dodge Ram 1500 pickup from the 2019 model year are being recalled. And of course, you need to take them back to the dealer to have that situation, the grounds, taken care of on that automobile. Dealers will secure the fastener at no cost to owners. Fiat Chrysler also says it does not have a date at this time for the recall to begin, but because of it only being a tightening situation, it shouldn't be long. They should be in pretty good shape to have that taken care of. Once again, that is a recall for 2019 Ram 1500s. Let's see who we have on the phone. I'm assuming this is Craig Shipp. Hello?
This is Tom from Millersville.
Oh, Tom, I'm sorry. See, I shouldn't assume. He told me he'd give me a call at 10:38, thought for sure it was him. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I just had a quick question.
Sure.
My wife and I bought a 2015 Lexus RX 350 last year from a local dealer.
Okay.
And really enjoying it. We took in, it's been 6 months since we bought it.
Okay.
So we took it in. We just told them, do the scheduled maintenance.
Oh.
As an old school guy, I thought surely that would include oil change.
Of course.
It comes back without an oil change, and I look at the official Lexus recommendations, and it doesn't recommend an oil change until 10,000 miles or 1 year.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. The 1 year is fine if it's only about 5,000 or 6,000 miles, but I know what they're saying, and I do understand it. They've got some quality synthetic oil now, but I would do it every 5,000 miles. That's when I do my synthetic oil changes.
Well, that's what I was thinking you would recommend. I just want to make sure that's not an exception.
It is to them. But to me, I would say stick with the 5,000-mile interval, and I think you'd be much better off. 7,500 at the most.
Yeah, and the full synthetic.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure. Thank you, sir. Good luck with Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now do we have Craig Shipp on the line?
Well, Dave, it's Tom calling.
Craig, I don't know whatever happened to him. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm very well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, sir. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. I'll be brief.
Sure, no problem.
My Toyota Highlander, 2006.
Okay.
I put brake calipers on three years ago. They're remanufactured.
Right.
And I can always tell when my brakes start to overheat because they squeal and squeak really bad.
Okay.
So they started doing that like last week. And I was surprised because I was doing mostly highway. And so now anytime I drive it up and down the highway, if I go like 30 minutes driving, with really minimal braking, when I get to where I'm going, I mean, I can go up, I can smell my brakes.
Okay.
Both fronts. So you think the calipers are starting to seize or something?
Well, you said you were going up and down mountains?
No, really. Nope. It was just around
okay,
like suburban Maryland.
Okay.
I'll go maybe 20 miles and just hit a couple of stoplights.
Yep, there is a possibility that it could be brake caliper seizing, but I wouldn't be too overly worried now. Probably the best idea in the next week or two is maybe get it to your local repair facility, have them just take a look, tell them that you just smelled some brakes and you want to have the front calipers taking a look at to see if they see any unusual wear or bluing of the rotors. But I don't think it's a serious problem. I think this is kind of normal operating procedure, and every once in a while you do smell brakes, especially if they, you know, in the hotter weather and with hotter use. So I wouldn't be too worried, but it wouldn't be a bad idea to have it checked just to make sure.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks, Dave.
My pleasure, Tom. Thanks for calling, buddy.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Taking a break, back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Craig Shipp coming up.
God is my co-pilot. This guy's toting God around like God couldn't handle it.
You take the wheel. I'm not familiar with this area.
Last thing I need is God as a backseat driver. He'd be too good.
That man's swerving.
Where? 3 minutes from now.
Ah!
All right, look out for bumps. They're everywhere.
I know.
What?
I know.
You know everything.
I know.
You're driving me crazy.
I know.
Stop it.
Why?
I don't know.
I do.
Ah! Oh, God.
What?
Stop it!
That is Brad Stein, and of course, the God is my co-pilot. Always love that bumper sticker. I'm Dave Serio. Saturday morning. 10 to 11, Free Talk 930, WFMD's You Ought to Know. Hey, it's great to be with you. Looking forward to talking to you at 866-96-TALK-CARS. Let's bring Craig Shipp, finally. Craig Shipp, finally up on the air. Good morning, Mr. Craig.
Good morning. It is a beautiful morning in Frederick County, and I have Tiffany on the phone. She's from the Little Gym. It's a fantastic little gym across the street from where Walmart is on the Route 85. And I'm going to let her tell you about a couple of events she has coming up that are a lot of fun. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Sure, Tiffany. Good to have you on the air. Tell us what's going on.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be on the air with you guys.
Sure. That's great.
We are excited. We have a lot of different events that we have going on, but we have a couple that we're focusing on right now. For starters, and the one that's most pressing for a lot of people in our community, tonight at 5 o'clock, we have what we're calling a Furloughed Friends Free Play and Dinner. And dinner is being sponsored by Bocelli's and Macaroni Grill. And any family member that's furloughed or any contractor that's been furloughed due to the government shutdown recently, they haven't started getting checks again yet. So we're taking care of dinner, and we want them to come in for some family time.
Very nice.
We just want them to come have fun with their kids tonight from 5 to 6:30.
Fantastic. It's very, very nice.
Free.
Sure. And the Little Gym, tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we are a children's gymnastics and enrichment facility. We have gymnastics starting at 4 months old. We have kinder music classes starting at birth up through age 7. Gymnastics goes up through age 12. We also have dance, early sports preparatory skills. We have babysitting nights every Saturday for anyone potty trained up through age 12. We have camps all summer long. We have amazing programming.
Oh, I think the potty train may have left me out. But other than that, I really think it'd be fantastic. That's really great. It really is. And what you're doing for the furloughed people, that's fantastic. A lot of people have not thought, you know, I thought when all this was going on with the furlough that there would be one huge corporation like Apple that would have come out and tried to give some type of assistance to everybody. You know, maybe a loan program where, you know, you could pay them now and get reimbursed, but that didn't happen. But now that they're going to be taken care of again by the government, at least to the 15th of February, this is a very nice thing that you're doing, and a lot of people are going to appreciate it in the area.
We've been doing a lot for the furloughed families because my husband is a federal employee, and we've been suffering just like everybody else.
Sure.
And so we really tried. We've got a program we've been doing, and it continues for the next 2 weeks, that anybody with any extra time they have, rather than bearing the burden of the stress, they can escape for a few minutes. Anyone who's furloughed can come to them for as many free classes as they want with their kids. Come build happy memories during your stressful time. We would love to have you. They also get a free annual membership from us no matter what. They don't have to come to classes, but they have that access. And we also have another big event tomorrow that's open to everyone in the public, and we'd love for everybody to come out.
Sure, what's that?
We're having a big open house.
Okay.
And where we're going to be doing crafts, we're going to be doing activities, games. It's open for any family in our region. They can come from 1:30 to 3:30 and just see what we're all about. We're going to have 12 different class demonstrations. We're going to have snacks. We're going to have fun. We're going to have all of our teachers here so they can meet all of the teachers we have. And there's also really awesome enrollment specials if they want to come and try to get in at a discounted rate at our gym. They can come for that, or they can just come for free and have some fun with their kids. We just want them here.
Open houses are great. What is the address and the phone number of the little gym?
We're located at 5805 Buckeystown Pike. We're in the Sherwin-Williams parking lot. It's called Point Plaza, catty corner across from Sonic and Walmart on Buckeystown and Guilford Drive. And our phone number is 301-696-1616. And we would love to have everyone come out tonight and tomorrow. We would love that.
I would say that there's a good chance that you guys get some good vision from traffic in that area. It's a pretty busy area.
We are a very busy area, and we have a lot of accidents with that. We have to call an accident all the time, actually, from right up the street. But yes, we do.
People got to be careful. You can't text and drive, and you got to keep that stuff.
That's
it. Yes, it is. That doggone Walmart doing that again. But you got plenty of parking.
We love
too.
Them. They bring us tons of traffic, but that is a rough intersection.
And you have plenty of parking where you are too, so it really works out great.
We have great parking. We absolutely do, and it's a very safe place to park with your kids and walk in. All of our neighbors are very conscientious in the parking lot as well. And watch out for the kids. So we have a really good community atmosphere in our parking lot.
Well, Tiffany, thanks for joining us on the show, and I wish you best of luck with both promotions, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And we still have Craig Shipp on the line?
Yes, I'm hanging around.
Well, good, Craig. We've got Jose ready to come on the air and talk about Dynamic Automotive, but anything else that we need to talk about?
Well, we've got a couple of new videos up on the Frederick County Facebook page that people can take a look at.
Okay.
And if they want to show their support for local businesses like the Little Gym, they can like, comment, and share these videos. We have one from Misty, the teller that I told you about, that's relocating from downtown Frederick up into Thurmont.
Sure.
And there's a nice video showing how she does her work and telling her story of 20-plus years of doing alterations in downtown Frederick. So it's an interesting video. So if folks want to take a look, and by the way, this is the last weekend to go stock up on some apple pies at the Orchard.
Right.
They're going to be closed for the next 3 months, I think, February, March, and April, I believe.
I believe so,
too. Double check on their website.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have going on right now. But
okay.
I tell you what, it sounds like the event to go to is tomorrow at the Little Gym.
That does sound good. You can find out more about what's going on in Frederick County by going to facebook.com/Frederick County. Everything is right there. And, of course, frederick.com. You can do it. Sounds good, Mr.
Absolutely.
Craig.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for this show. You put a lot of work into it, and I, for one, appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Craig. Appreciate that so much, bud. You have yourself a great weekend. We look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
Take care.
Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. Let's go to the other line, and we have Jose from Dynamic Automotive. Jose is one of the partners of Dynamic Automotive and their four locations. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Dave. I'm calling you from the Rolex 24-hour race. It is race day down in Daytona.
You're down the street. Well, it's a long street, but you're down the street from me. If I take Route 44, which I live off of, and go an hour and a half, I will be right there with you.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, it's for Florida, it is chilly.
Yep, a little
today.
Nippy. Nippy. The highs are going to get only into the 60s today, which is unusual for us. But we've had a couple days like that, and bad news is next week it'll be back in the 70s and 80s. But, yeah, it is going to be a little chilly today.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, this is an exciting place, the place to be, actually. I am in the thick of it over here. We are supporting the Cadillac team, Mustang Samplings and Wellings race team down here. And, of course, they are the defending champion from last year at the Rolex 24-hour. So I am seeing some real high-tech race stuff here. This is just a cornucopia of technology down here.
Fantastic. And it's it is enjoyable weather. I mean, it is, as you said, a little chilly for Florida, but it is still beautiful. 0% chance of rain. The 24 hours are going to go out without a hitch, I believe. And that's all good news.
Yeah, it really is. We've met some fantastic people down here. Florida, I happen to love Florida, so I'm enjoying the heck out of myself down here, Dave.
Great. Well, you know how I feel about it. I'm glad to be down here and enjoy it every day.
Yeah. Such a beautiful area. The people are very nice. We've met a lot of great people. The teams here are awesome. They're from all over the world. And just very, very impressive.
But we have about 2 minutes to talk about the four locations. So you got 30 seconds of location. Go ahead and do it, mister.
All right. Well, if you want to get some service done in and around the Frederick area, we have four locations. I am located at the Liberty Town location at 11931 Main Street. You can call us anytime, 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, 8 to 3 on Saturday. Our phone number is 301-694-6250. Our original location is in Newmarket. They have the same hours. Their phone number there is 301-694-5460. Talk to Sarah or my partner Lee at that location. And our biggest location, which is right off of 270 in beautiful Urbana, they have the same hours of operation as well. Their phone number there is 301-874-8833. That shop boasts a 4-bay quick loop facility up front, 6-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash that Mike Lambert, the extreme detailer, swears by. So come see us over there. And then our final and fourth location is in Frederick, Maryland. Big Bobby Allen handles that shop. They're open from 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Give them a call at 301-662-3300. And if you mention Dave Serio or You Ought to Know, you'll get 10% off on any repair or service, both on parts and labor. Mention Dave Serio and You Ought to Know.
And I'm glad people are doing that because it gives them a great deal. And, you know, people think there's always a catch. But there is no catch. You get your estimate, you have the work done, and when you're at the counter, you say, by the way, I listened to the show on Saturday, You Ought to Know, and they give you, you take it 10% right off. It's a piece of cake.
Absolutely. Yep. Yes, sir. And you know, we're hearing that more and more, and we're happy to give that discount. Just mention Dave Serio, and You Ought to Know.
Fantastic. Find out more at dynamicautomotive.net. Jose, have a great time at Daytona. Enjoy yourself and be safe.
Thank you, my friend. We'll see you next week.
All right. Sounds good, buddy. That's all the time we have for today's show. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Dave Serio. You've been listening to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.